talk, less talk. So, you know, the other night I had a conversation with my little friends, you know, my gay friends, actually. And we were talking about back in the days, honey, when your boys were out and you was having them. Unfortunately, they're not out as much as they used to be. So you're going to have to catch them when you can, you know. So we all had our little moments of conversation and reminiscing in the back. And it was just cute because we were actually on the same page and running into different situations, you know, having a salon or having a business or having just money to, like, spend. You know, a pair of sneakers, ooh, took you a long way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, yo, just give me a pair of sneakers and I'll give you what you want. So, those days you was taking care of little boys, you know, like you was taking care of, it wasn't little boys because you was a teenager yourself. So they were like teenage age and they were ready, you know? And it's just like, it is what it is. So now, you know, our girls in the LGBT community decided to, you know, get closer to girls, like straight girls, and started telling these boys business. So now telling their business, it's like, okay, well, I tell you what, you won't hear from me. You won't see the down low in me. Because you know why? You talk too much. And now these girls are running around trying to find somebody. So they find these little crackheads, these little drug heads, winos, bums, people that doesn't have too much to offer. So what they offer is their body. Okay, and 9 times out of 10, their bodies, it's not love, it's lust. So now, love comes in so many different ways. Back in the days, Fire Island, the city, Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, you know, you had couples, you know, you had true couples. Now you don't find it as much because the couples are actually, you know, cheating on each other, you know, because it's all about that. But I guess, I'm not sure, but I think that's what it's all about, you know, because as I see it, you know, people are just not faithful. They're not true to their partner. They are cheating, running out, trying to figure out how to gain momentum in the sex world with same sex. And I think it's been like that for a minute, you know, since I've come out, you know, and I just was not that promiscuous. Not that I wasn't into it, but not that promiscuous. And, you know, it took me a long way. But we were talking, oh my God, we had so many different throwbacks of conversation wherein, you know, guys would just call you and just call you up into a corner, or guys would just be like pulling up, you know, on you and, you know, having you get in their car so they can get whacked out. Because, you know, back then, women wasn't as privy to have oral sex or anal sex. So men that were actually into it, they didn't consider it as being gay. They just wanted to have that type of sex. Okay, so what they did was they caught a little queen and, you know, sexed them out. You know, not that they went and started hanging out at gay clubs or they was hanging out with gay people. They was just having same sex. Okay, they still played basketball. They still went home to their wives. They still did whatever they wanted to do. But it was just a thing about anal sex and oral sex that women wasn't privy to back then. Some was, you know, some women were, you know, because their sexuality wasn't questioned, you know, but most women didn't because they were like, I can't do that. But when they found out that the gay girls was running their men, then they started doing it. You know what I'm saying? Then when they found out that the gay girls was actually telling them that they were sucking dicks, boy, straight boy dicks, then they was actually doing it. You know what I'm saying? So now you gotta think about what's going on and the way things are done. Okay. So we have butch queen boys. They're butch queens. They're butch is the act of being gay? That's what I always question. Okay. So should I throw fancy and start switching down the block and throwing my hands up in the air and trying to figure out how to switch or how to walk or how to talk? Is that a form of being gay? Is that what they consider? Or should I just be myself and meet my friends and meet my gay guys and have, you know, fun? You know what I'm saying? And be a part of society. Okay? The problem is that people do not understand the level of gayness. The level of gayness is in different ways. You know, to me, at first I used to be like, oh my God, he is such a faggot. You know what I'm saying? But when I realized that he's not a faggot, he's just more like feminine than another person, but they want to sashay. Okay, it's called a sashay gay. You know what I'm saying? And there are gay femmes that are just very feminine, and they just, you know, walk the girl life. They don't have to sashay, pop fingers, and throw their eyes in the motherfucking corner, and they're doing something, you know, or they don't have to, you know, do a Vogue mode, you know, in front of you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you know, because I have had that happen to me before, you know, working in a salon, not realizing that I was hanging out with a friend, but I was befriended by a male and didn't realize that he had a secret admirer. So me and this male was friends. I mean, just literally friends. No ifs, no ands, and no buts about this here, but friendship. And what happened was we, you know, were just friends. And we did our little, you know, hanging out moments. We never had sex. We never did anything of the sort. But then I had this queen come at me. And she was sashaying and going through her little craziness as far as wanting to, you know, like, show me that she was involved with this boy. But I wasn't paying no attention because this boy and I were friends. So every week, during the course of the week, you know, I would hear this child pop up into the salon and go in front of me and drop down and walk out. And to this day, this heifer don't like me because of some boy. But it's okay because I'm not really into, you know, trying to gain momentum and friendship with people that, you know, are just there in life, you know. I'm sorry, that's just me, you know. I've been around a lot of gay people, a lot of femme queens, a lot of queens, a lot of transgenders, you know, a lot of male figured men that are gay, you know, and I find it to be interesting as far as even within me and myself as the category. It's like being in a category of gayness, you know, because I see the different levels of men that are gay, the different positions that they hold in being gay, you know. And I said, whoa, you know, because some things I'd be like, okay, you know, why don't they just, you know, go all the way, you know? And I'm like, but that's just them. So to even understand that that's just them, you know, it took me a while. Or why are they acting gay? Or why are they in front of the mirror learning how to walk and switch and throw their hands and, you know, and but then I had to realize that's just them. That's what they want. You know, so it's different levels in life. Lifestyles, appearances. There's different levels. And until you realize that there's different levels, you will just always be aloof to what's going on in the world. There's not only different levels in the gay community, as the LGBTQ community, it's different levels in all communities. All communities, there's different levels in straight communities as far as Latinos, as far as blacks are concerned. You know, like you have a straight boy, you have a DL boy, you have, you know, a butch, a bisexual boy, you know. So there's different levels, you know. So, you know, like when they say bisexual, oh, that's on the gay side. No, they're living a straight life. They just bisexual. It's a sexual appetite that they have that has nothing to do with the gay society. It just has something to do with their appetite. So why do people don't understand this? They just want to understand what they want to understand. That's all. So anyway, I'm getting ready to go into my work area and get myself together for work. I hope you guys have a blessed day. You know, we're going to be on Mondays from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. YouTubing and all that good stuff. You know, pre-taping and all that good stuff. Sometimes we're going to be on the Zoom and all that good stuff at The Mix. themyxxx.com. Subscribe, listen, and enjoy the tube, okay? Subscribe, listen, and enjoy the tube. Because I think that you'll find something interesting within that. You know, you will find things that we are saying might help you or help somebody else that you're confused about, you know. So I suggest that you listen to the tube and, you know, and let's just have fun, all right? 1-844 The Mix. Let's talk.